Zone number 2042, NVR Lantern Cove.
Madam Chair, I recommend that we defer this for further.
Do we want to have some discussion before we defer it again, or would we like to discuss that one?
Certainly fine, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right, I'll start. So I noticed that while the state didn't object to this particular development, the state did also say that while the state might make investments in the road system in that area and infrastructure, that they currently have other priorities, and I'm becoming concerned that this won't ever be a priority, given the number of developments in the area, the addition of this one. At what point does the state actually make it a priority to make the infrastructure investments that are needed in Sussex County? This feels like a development that seems like it, I understand there may be neighbors who are not in favor of it moving forward, but it seems like it would be an appropriate development to be built in this area based on the state strategy maps and the county maps, and based on many other factors. But the thing that concerns me most is there's no plans to build additional road infrastructure or make expansions in a way that promotes the safety and welfare of Sussex County's current and future residents, or the people who grace us with visiting and spending their money in our resort communities. So
I'd agree with Mr. Collins on what he's saying to do with those things. There's a lot of things that I think, as appointed commissioners, that I feel like we should be responsible for. I think we were put here to be kind of to try to have the best interest of Sussex County for what we do. But I look at what goes on in areas such as this, and I realize that, you know, a development, as Mr. Collins said, does kind of fit in that mold. And I recognize that right now it is set up as an AR1 or zoned as an AR1. But I feel like when we consider changing zone to make it an MR or something along those lines, we're really adding to the density of that, which does interfere with road traffic, you know, things that I know us, the county doesn't really have the control of, but we do have to depend on, such as road use, such as the school usage. You know, do they have, sorry, I wasn't talking.
Oh, Siri.
Yeah. But such as, you know, even the medical system, you know, when we look at the numbers of how many people were brought in, can they be serviced properly? Can the schools help it? Can the emergency vehicles get up and down the road? Can they handle those things? So I know that's not necessarily our responsibility, but in my opinion, I'm just like, man, how can we help this density a little bit without just.
Yeah, and I think it is our responsibility. Yeah. I appreciate both of your comments. I too have some concerns about that road. I'm on it four times a day, Monday through Friday. And yes, the property owners do have the right to do what they want to with their land. I completely support that. But at some point, you know, we have to really, I have to say that I don't necessarily agree with DLDOT's assessment of this road. The Daisy Road is always backed up going through there in the morning, people trying to turn left or right. And I've seen near accidents there several times. The community, the estuary, has compounded the problem, and that doesn't make it any easier for the next man trying to get in, but something needs to be done with our roadways. I agree.
I know we talked about it in the public hearing, but that intersection there, mm-hmm. off of Daisy, directly where this community is going to be coming out, I mean, now we talked about a turn lane going left, turn lane coming into the community, but I think in that little corridor, something needs to be done.
And I'm not sure that there's enough land to accommodate all of that. And I was at a meeting last week with DLDOT in another area, and they were talking about bus access and all of that, and I'm not sure that, you know, there's enough room to get a bus in there without widening that road to, you know, a dual lane going in so a bus can turn around and get off of Fired Road. That's just my opinion. Right. Joelle, did you have comments?
Whatever anybody else was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, there's the concerns about the day-to-day traffic, but also we've been really lucky to not have had to have a mass evacuation event. I think we need to start thinking about that because that is going to impact us at some point. So I don't know if that means getting input from, I don't know if the Emergency Operations Center folks have measures to gauge that or something, but we may want input into something like that as density continues to grow and infrastructure provided by the state continues to lag.
In general.
In general.
Yeah. I would just say, I'm gonna offer a cautious comment on this. You know, where the commission can kind of potentially have issues is that we're making ad hoc decisions on one application when a lot of the things that we're discussing need to be, we're going to talk about SB 23 later on about objective standards. A lot of these things we need to have county council build into our code so that their considerations for changes in zones or upzoning or additional density, you know, those are the kinds of things that need to be code based. You know, we have to be really careful about what's on the record versus what's just an opinion, you know, whether it's schools or EMS or, you know, first responders, that sort of thing. So, you know, I just, again, a word of caution about that. And it's, it frustrates me as much to say it as it probably frustrates you all to hear it, but that's kind of.
Especially given recent court cases.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I think that's where we all are with it, that it's frustrating that we kind of feel like we have our hands tied.
It is difficult, though, because I get what you're saying with us with opinion, because, you know, so many things can be subjective. But, again, I feel like if, you know, we're put here to try to do right by the county, do right by the neighbors, do right by property owners, which we want to, you know, it's kind of like I get what you're saying. How do we do that fairly and, you know, to consider also the future of Sussex County? Or what we know it as now. So
agreed.
Yeah. All right.
So. Anything else?
Yeah. No other discussion from me.
Thank you. Well, Madam Chair, I
my soapbox is put away for now. It'll come back in executive session.
I make a motion that we defer this for further consideration.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2042 NVR Lantern Cove. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the